October 30, 1929. One who lives in the divine will can go around in all the works of God and acquires the divine rights. The sweet enchantment of the omnipotent fiat keeps me as though eclipsed in it with its light, and I can see nothing but all of its acts. To place my I love you as a seal upon each one of its acts in order to ask for the kingdom of its divine will in the midst of creatures. Now, before my mind I saw a great wheel of light which filled the whole earth. And while the center of the wheel was all one light, many rays were sticking out around it for as many acts as the divine fiat had done, and I moved from one ray to another to place on them the seal of my I love you, to then leave it in each ray asking continuously for the kingdom of its divine will. Now, while I was doing this, my always lovable Jesus, coming out of my interior, told me, "My daughter, with one who lives in my divine will and forms her acts in it, these acts remain as the work of the creature, binding God to give her the rights of a kingdom so holy, and therefore the rights to make it known and to make it reign upon earth. In fact, the soul who lives in my fiat acquires all the acts of it done for love of creatures. God renders her the conqueror not only of his will, but of all creation. There is not one act of it in which the creature does not place her act, be it even one I love you, one I adore you, etc. So, having placed something of her own, everything remains bound, and my fiat feels happy because finally it has found the fortunate creature to whom it can give what it wanted to give with so much love from the very beginning of the creation of all the universe. Therefore, by living in my divine will, the creature enters into the divine order, she becomes the proprietor of its works, and, by right, she can give and ask for others that which is her own. And since she lives in it, her rights are divine, and she asks by a right that is divine, not human. Each of her acts is a call that she makes to her Creator, and with his very divine empire, she says to him, 'Give me the kingdom of your divine will, that I may give it to creatures, so that it may reign in their midst, and all of them may love you with divine love, and be all reordered in you.' Now, you must know that every time you go around in my will to put something of your own, it is one more divine right that you acquire to ask for a kingdom so holy. This is why, as you go around in it, all the works of creation come forward before you, and all those of redemption line up around you, waiting for you, so as to receive, each one of them, your act, to give you the requital of the act of our works. And you keep tracing them one by one, to recognize them, embrace them, to place your little I love you, and your kiss of love to make a purchase of them. In our fiat there is neither yours nor mine between creator and creature, but everything is communion, and therefore, by right, she can ask for whatever she wants. Oh, how afflicted and sorrowful I would feel amid so many pains and acts of mine done while I was on earth, if the little daughter of my divine will did not even recognize them and did not try to place around my act the corrige of her love and of her act. How could I give you the right if you did not recognize them? And even less could you make them your own. Recognizing our works is not only a right that we give, but possession. Therefore, if you want my divine will to reign, always go around in our fiat, recognize all our works, from the smallest to the greatest, place your act in each one of them, and everything will be granted to you.